caught up on the wind, round and round again, just trying to do my best. I've been trying to go to church some, but I keep getting intercepted by the ball game on TV, or Zepco 303 didn't Peter Fish forget.
Good morning, sweet, beautiful Texas. A little Max Stalling to get things started for us on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Lone Star Beer and Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith. So great to be here with you fine folks today as we are talking hunting, fishing, the great outdoors, and all that implies. So y'all know the routine by now. Pour yourself another cup of coffee. Pull that stool a little closer to the old campfire here because we've got a lot to get into. And sadly, we closed the door on another Texas duck season. Hope it was a good one for you, your family, and your friends, both two-legged and four-legged. And man, hope you made plenty of memories in the duck blind. But still, there's lots to do. Maybe you've got one more MLD deer hunt lined up. Of course, there's always predators that need to be called and killed, and hogs that need to be shot or trapped, and then, of course, plenty of time to wet a line these days. So we're going to get into it all today, be all over the map, and we'll start things off by talking feral hogs with our buddy Don Gresham of GoinFencing.com. And Don actually builds custom hog traps for a living, so to say that he knows a thing or two about patterning, trapping, and hunting these animals is a gross understatement. So anything and everything feral hogs coming up here momentarily. Then a very special treat when everybody's favorite uncle, the backstrap assassin himself, the Motor City Madman, Uncle Ted Nugent, drops by. He'll make his return to the show. And a couple things we're going to get into: antler restrictions, the current administration's agenda towards God-fearing, gun-toting Americans like you and me. And then we'll also talk about hippie hunters taking to the woods, kind of a new trend in the hunting community. So we'll get into all that with Ted before wrapping things up with a fishing tale for the ages when active U.S. Army Master Sergeant John Riley drops in to talk about the 44-pound Lake Austin potential record striper that he caught last week. Pretty awesome story, as he was actually fishing for largemouth bass when he hooked this behemoth. But he'll tell us all about it, and actually, during that interview, we're going to give away a pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. When you hear John tell you what pound test he landed that striper on, be the third person to text in that poundage to 214-289-7807, and you'll win a promo card from our friends at Costa Del Mar that will allow you to customize your own pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. So big thanks once again to Costa Del Mar, as we've got 12 pairs of sunglasses to give away here in 2014. And all you have to do, text in what pound test John caught that 44-pound striper on. I'll be the third person, and you can win a pair of Costa Del Mar shades. A couple other things to mention here. Our Photo of the Month contest for February is going on right now. Larson Electronics is going to sponsor this month's contest. We've got a pretty sweet Larson Electronics Spot Flood Combo, 100-watt halogen spotlight. This is the spotlight that you want to use if you're going to get out there and do any predator hunting at night. Recommended by Chris Robinson of the Carnivore Night Crew. And all you have to do is email me your best outdoor photo for a chance to win our February contest. Email it to lonestaroutdoorshow@gmail.com. I want to see your best hunting and fishing pics. So shoot them over to me via email. And remember, our 12 monthly winners in 2014 will square off for a chance to join me on an exotic axis or black buck hunt down at the lovely Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas. So send in your best outdoor photos. Lots of great prizes to give away here in 2014, including that awesome grand prize hunt package. We're really excited about that. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll trap some feral hogs with our good friend Don Gresham. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
And all them pretty people up on El Cerrito Place, they all got something in their pockets. All got something on their...
Howdy Outdoorsman, whether you're looking for the ideal place to customize your everyday truck or your ranch 4x4, Lone Star Conversions can do it all. Specializing in custom Jeeps, trucks, exterior liners, spray and bed liners, lift kits, bumpers, and lights, it's our purpose to provide customers with the most unique, best valued conversions anywhere. Stop in and see us at our convenient location off of Highway 380 in Denton or call us at 940-484-5500. Of course, you can also check us out at LoneStarJeeps.com. Larson Electronics is a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s, and while they continue to support our troops, they also now have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs, like the 35-watt HID Camouflage Go Light Striker with remote that's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand. Ideal for predator and hog hunting, they also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. Visit LarsonElectronics.com and go Texan with Larson Electronics for all your lighting needs. You wouldn't take a mule to the Kentucky Derby, and you wouldn't go swimming with your boots on. So why do folks wear mossy green camo to hunt the Great Southwest? Game Guard Camouflage is celebrating 10 years of putting hunters undercover in the rugged Texas terrain. Owner Craig Smith invites you to visit a dealer near you to check out the full line of hunting apparel, caps, bags, coolers, gun cases, dove hunting belts, and the newly designed microfiber shirts. Available in 13 different colors. So whether you're hunting, camping, fishing, or just enjoying the great outdoors, Game Guard has you covered. Visit GameGuard.net to find a dealer near you or call 888-381-4263. Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star Outdoor Show. We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000 square foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com.
This is Ish Monroe. Thanks for listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Baby drove a car like a highway junkie, stopping just for coffee and cigarettes. Long and winding wide, Lambo, burning up her wheels with no time to rest.
Highway Tears, great stuff there from Orbo and the Long Shots, bringing us back on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Hoff Power Polaris and Lone Star Beer. I'm Cable Smith. This segment of the show proudly brought to you by Mossberg Shotguns and Spectra Shot Shot Shells. And with duck season over, whitetail season a distant memory for many of us, it's time to start focusing on predators and feral hogs full time. Nobody knows hog trapping or hog behavior better than our good friend Don Gresham of Goen & Associates. Born and raised in Montague County, Texas, Don has been chasing feral hogs his entire life. He produces the premier hog trap on the market today. And so it's my pleasure to welcome our good friend, Don Gresham, back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us back.
Oh, certainly our pleasure. And, you know, if you and I are visiting Don, then feral hogs is probably the topic of discussion. It wasn't too long ago that you guys were all over the news after trapping 40-plus hogs in one trap in one night.
Yeah, we had 44 hogs. The record is 45 hogs, but we got 44 was at two right on the outside of the head gate when we pulled the trigger, or else we'd have broke the record.
And the record is actually held by one of your customers.
Yes, sir. One of our customers. The biggest one has been 405 pounds in our trap.
Wow. Wow. Well, like I mentioned, you've been chasing feral hogs your entire life. Started out hunting them, then, you know, trapping them. And Don, I think that these animals are often overlooked as far as how smart they really are.
They're really smart animals, but you can pattern them real easy. When we start seeing pictures come in, they'll come in about the same time for, you know, two or three nights in a row. So that's what we try to set up for once we see the pictures come in, say like at 8 o'clock. Well, the next night is when we start watching and pull the trigger roughly about the same time of night. And the best time that I've noticed, because we have so many cameras out across the United States, is that right before the full moon, like two or three or four days before the full moon, we'll start seeing hogs in the traps all over the United States. And then 4 or 5 days after the full moon, we'll see the hogs in the traps. But for some reason, during the full moon, we don't see that many hogs. It's mostly raccoons.
Okay, so years of experience watching these animals tell you that hogs are going to adhere to the moon phases as far as their movements and behavior is concerned. What about for guys, you know, who, now that deer season is coming on, are really getting into hog hunting hard and heavy, but maybe they don't have a lease or a place to hunt of their own, and they're targeting WMAs, public hunting opportunities. Where would you tell them to start looking for the ideal place to ambush a hog?
Down close to water in creeks, find the hog wallard, find the hog rubs, because wherever they're rubbing, they'll have mud all up and down the side of the tree. And that's where you'll start watching for them, and they'll be coming into the wallers, usually closer to the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've noticed, you know, like 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in that time frame.
Uh-huh.
But the best time that we've noticed for trapping is February and May, because all the food sources are gone during that time, and so they start coming to the corn feeders.
Okay. Very insightful information, by the way. Don, how many hogs do you trap annually on your close to 500 acres there in Montague County?
This year, we're right at 72.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, every year it differs, but so far off of our ranch, it's been close to 500 in the last 4 years. Down south of us is the LBJ grassland, so therefore we use one hog as a comeback hog. She goes down into that land, she'll bring us more. For instance, the last time we triggered was November. We had 14, actually 15 in the trap, and since then, she has got us 5 coming back to the trap right now.
And in November, we trapped a big old hog that actually you'd had on the place for, 4 years? I think his name was Sox.
Yep, Sox. He was 236 pounds, I believe it was. But he was a big one. He was mean. He had some cutters on him that was just slicing and dicing the other little pigs.
And that just goes back to how smart these animals really are. I mean, this hog, Sox, was coming and going on the ranch for nearly 4 years.
4 years, and I'd seen him come in once or twice, but I wasn't awake when he would come in, so I didn't get the opportunity to pull the trigger.
And for anyone out there who's just tuning in or doesn't understand what Don is referencing as far as being awake to pull the trigger, the latest technology that he has on his traps allows you to actually trigger the trap door with just a click of a button on your smartphone.
Yes, sir. It's a really nice setup because you don't catch the deer that come in, because we have deer come into our traps every night. We're working on items with the traps where you can help catch the coyotes and the raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be an all-around trap.
All right. Well, you know, it hasn't always been that easy as far as technology improving one's trapping capabilities. So, you know, maybe you don't have cell service out at your ranch or lease that can submit the photo to your smartphone, and you've got to go the conventional route, which, by the way, is still extremely effective using the tripwire method.
You can set up the tripwire. That's our conventional method, and that's actually the one that holds the record at 45 hogs in one trap in one night.
Mm. Wow.
But the way that I like it is the one that sends it to your cell phone, because you see what's going in, you see how many, you see if they're big or small, and that way you pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
If they're too small or you don't have the time to go get them the next day, you just don't pull the trigger.
Right, right.
But they're easy to pattern. Once they start coming in, they come in the same time every night almost.
And, you know, trapping can be pretty rewarding monetarily. Don, what is the current price for wild free-ranging pork?
2 days ago, a man told me that he found a place that was buying them for 50 cents a pound.
Oh, wow.
So you can look for anywhere from 20 to 50 cents for the last 2 years on the price per pound. And it doesn't take long when you've got a bunch of hogs to pay for one of your traps.
Uh-huh.
I had one customer, he paid for his trap within 2 months, and then he bought his second trap. And he has his traps within 100 yards of his house because they was coming up doing damage to his yard and everything else.
Uh-huh.
We set a trap up last week in Houston in a subdivision that had million-dollar houses in it, and this trap is right in his front yard because that's where the hogs were.
Oh, wow.
They were going to town.
Yeah, well, obviously they're destructive, and they're more than plentiful here in Texas. We have a really bad problem. But I imagine the destruction is reason 1A, but also another big part of why people want to trap hogs is they run deer off.
Yes, they'll run your deer completely away from your feeder. And once you get rid of your hogs, your bucks, you know, they just get bigger and better.
Don, how many states do you guys have traps in now?
Oh, all the way from Florida to the west side of Texas and from around North Carolina down to, you know, the Gulf,
uh-huh.
which is Louisiana, Arkansas, Alabama, Missouri.
So pretty much the entire southeastern part of the United States. Don, you guys have a great website with some videos that show folks how to load hogs. You know, say you've trapped 20 hogs. Well, how do you get them out of the trap? Y'all have a video right there on GOINFencing.com. And then also, what's a contact number?
Yes, sir. They can call me direct at 940-391-3669. Or like you said, check our website out, GOINFencing.com. Or they can Google 30-foot hog trap, and that'll get them to us with not a problem. It's easy. We've got a trailer that's taken back right up to the head gate, and they load up real easy. We had a taxidermist come up the other day, and he was going to get socks out of the trap, but there was 14 other hogs that weighed somewhere around 100 to 150 pounds. And he asked me, he says, "Now, Don, how are we going to get those that big boar out of there with those other hogs in there?" I said, "Well, give me about 20 seconds." So I opened the gate. The other hogs ran into the trailer, and the big boar stayed inside. Hmm. And he said, "Man, I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes." But you stop and think about it. If you was those other hogs and there was a big boar in there that was doing damage to you, you'd want to get out of that trap too.
Oh, there's no doubt. No doubt. Well, and I believe Sox is he's going to be full body mounted, and we can expect to see him out at some Texas Trophy Hunter shows this summer.
Yes, sir. He'll be at the Texas Trophy Hunters, and everybody will be able to catch a look at him.
All right, Don. Well, hey, thanks again for your time today. Always great to talk feral hogs with you and really get an introspective look at their behavior and ultimately achieve that goal of trapping them and getting them off your property.
Appreciate it.
All right, there he goes, our good friend Don Gresham. We appreciate his time today. Well, let's knock out a quick break here. When we come back, a real treat, as we'll check in with a longtime friend of the show, the backstrap assassin himself, the Motor City Madman, everybody's favorite uncle, Ted Nugent, stops by. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
She was hotter than a $2 pistol.
She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. She was built and fun to handle, son.
I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
BioBore EB is the premier gasoline additive that combats the negative effects ethanol has on an engine. Its comprehensive formula is designed to protect marine engines and marine environments, yet also works great in all 2- and 4-stroke engines. It prevents phase separation and ethanol-related engine problems while stabilizing fuel for 18 months. BioBore's detergents also clean the entire fuel system of carbon and varnishes. BioBore EB has the best treat rate in the industry. 1 ounce treats an amazing 15 gallons of gas. Available at your local sporting goods store or visit BioBore.com today.
Howdy folks, I'm Lee Hoffbauer for Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Goldthwaite, Texas. We hope you love listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show, because we do, and we're proud to be a title sponsor. Now listen up, we here at Hoffbauer Outdoor Superstore have got some great deals for you folks that love the great outdoors. Whether you're needing a brand new Polaris ATV or maybe a Polaris Ranger to ride around, check your deer feeders, get to and from the deer blind, maybe to get you down to the dove patch, whatever your needs are, we can fix you up with a brand new Polaris today. Now we're also a New Holland tractor and equipment dealer. Now I'm just speculating, but maybe you need a new tractor and shredder to shred around your deer blinds, maybe clean up around deer camp, or maybe even shred a few lanes in the old sunflower patch. Now, we've got lots more than just Polaris and New Holland, so come check us out today, Hoffire's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. You can check us out on the web at hpolaris.com. Better yet, just come see us. Highway 84 West in Gulfway, Texas, and in Central Texas for over 48 years now. And folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.
Hi, I'm Eva Shockey, and thank you for listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Master of Disaster, one of my favorites there from the great John Hyatt, bringing us back on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Lone Star Beer and Hoff Power Polaris. I'm Cable Smith, so great to be riding shotgun with you on this lovely Texas morn. I sincerely appreciate you tuning in as we're about to check in with one of our show's oldest friends. But before we welcome back the Motor City Madman, a quick reminder that for over 50 years, Cabela's, the world's foremost outfitter, has brought you a legendary selection and service. Let expert outfitters show you all the newest hunting, fishing, and camping gear, as well as the best in authentic outdoor apparel and footwear at tough-to-beat prices. And you'll get free shipping when you shop online and ship your order to one of Cabela's three great Texas locations. Cabela's, world's foremost outfitter. Well, let's go ahead and welcome Uncle Ted back to the show. But first, do remember that the views expressed on this show are those of the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors show alone and not necessarily the views of this radio station. So with that out of the way, Ted Nugent, how the hell are you, brother?
Cable Smith, appreciate the term brother. We are blood brothers of the great spirit of the wild. God bless you, man. You're doing God's work here.
Well, certainly appreciate the kind words, but what have you been up to? Just the usual flinging arrows and stinging guitar strings?
You know, you might feel a blinding glow in the effervescent barbecue backstrap firestorm come across the phone right now, because I look to heaven every day and just make the sign of the cross and thank God Almighty for making me an American, making me a Texan, and making me a bow hunter. I've had so far, and it's not over yet, but I've had the greatest hunting season of my life, more ups and downs and frustration, and giant bucks tend to get in the way of my arrows. So it's a wonderful hunting season, a lot of great waterfowl, small game, big game, incredible whitetail deer. We filmed everything for the Spirit of the Wild show on Outdoor Channel, and a lot of the hunts have already started airing. But between Shemaine and I, and my son Toby, and my son Fleetwood, and my daughter Sasha, and I'm still trying to get all my other kids and grandkids on to get them out here in the great outdoors with their grandpa and their dad. But what a wonderful season. And now, right in front of me, on the horizon, a blinding sunrise of rock and roll, I'm getting ready to go on the greatest tour of my life. So, Cable, I'm a lucky, lucky man.
There is no doubt about that, Ted. And I was actually just on your Spirit of the Wild Facebook page, and man, you arrowed a pretty nice axis buck earlier this week.
The axis deer on our Spirit Wild Ranch here in the Hill Country, like most areas, they're just so spooky, so nocturnal, so fidgety, so crazy alert and secretive. Cable, to get an eyeball, to see an axis deer on our Spirit Wild Ranch is something that only happens once or twice a year. And we got quite a herd here. I'm guessing, and I can only guess based on trail camera pics, that we've got somewhere between 20 and 30 axis deer. And it's high fenced. It's only 300 acres. And you never see them. And I'm guessing that I might get maybe one shot or two shots. And, of course, we have a lot of hunters come here. And Shemaine and I hunt nonstop. I bet I hunt 150, 175 days a year on Spirit Wild Ranch, and we never see them. But when I do, and they get broadside within 30 yards, the mystical flight of the arrow does bring home the backstraps once in a while. And I got an old, over-mature stag, and it was just an unbelievable celebration. When you see this kill and this hunt of this mighty axis stag on our Spirit of the Wild TV show on our Dirt Channel, you will see a guitar player blow up. I mean, it was such a moment in time. It's such a rare opportunity. Yes, they are incredibly durable and tenacious, but you put a good sharp broadhead in the pump station or through those lungs, And I don't care what kind of animal it is, they're going to die most of the time in sight. And not to mention the greatest venison in the world. Are you kidding me? So, yeah, the spirit continues to get more wild every day.
Oh, there's no doubt. And I think that the Outdoor Channel viewers see that in your show because you once again took home the award for favorite show host at the Golden Moose Awards in Las Vegas, which is basically the outdoor industry's equivalent of the Oscars.
Well, Shemaine and I are very proud of that. And I got to tell you, everywhere I travel, if I can right here, Cable, on your wonderful Lone Star Outdoor Radio, thank you, Texas. Thank you, America, from the Nugent family, from all of us who put our heart and soul into accurately and honestly and unapologetically representing the perfect hunting, fishing, trapping, outdoor lifestyle. Thank you so much for your support, not just on Spirit of the Wild television and in the articles I write in Texas Trophy Hunters Journal and Texas Fish and Game and all the other. I write a weekly blog at deerandeerhunting.com, and I would really ask my blood brothers out there, the mighty backstrap gang of Texas, go to deerandeerhunting.com. I write a weekly blog. And at WND, World Net Daily, I write a weekly blog. I'm a busy, busy We the People guy. And I can't thank everybody enough, not to mention the raised fists in animal dancing at every one of my concerts for the last 50 years. The support, the camaraderie, the blood brother spirit that everybody exudes and shares with me, thank you very much. But I think winning the Viewer's Choice Hunting Show of the Year Award, I think that says it all because people realize we don't produce a hunting show. We just push the record button and film the way it happens. We've never done a take two in our life. We just put the record button and hunt the way 99% of American hunting families cherish our outdoor time. That people connect with the way that we hunt, the spirit of our hunting lifestyle, the perfection of sustained yield wildlife management, the perfection of harvesting that surplus and eating backstraps and sharing venison with millions of fellow Americans through the Hunters for the Hungry program. Spirit of the Wild is the real McCoy, and I think the people have spoke, so thank you very much.
Well, you're obviously doing it right, man, because the fans love you. Outdoor Channel loves you. They just re-upped their contract for you to continue on as their official ambassador.
Yeah, you know, they've done that now for the last 5 or 6 years. I'm very proud of that, too. It's been an interesting journey, and I'm not even warmed up yet. But there was a lot of resistance in the hunting industry to the wild Motor City Madman. I think my guitar is too sexy for a lot of the industry. But they've woken up over the years that what they once attacked me and condemned me for being radical and being too bold and brazen is a lot of these unsophisticated people in the industry have finally pulled their head out of their ass and realized that these are confrontational politics in a culture war. This isn't a culture discussion. It's not a culture debate. It's a culture war. And the number one battle cry of the enemy of America is to ban guns and to ban hunting. If you don't know that, you need to put down the crap pipe and pay attention to why Barack Obama is the president. Because the low information, if not downright clueless voters in this country, have bought the big scam. And if Barack Obama and his animal rights and anti-gun freaks had their way, Cable Smith would be fired, there would be no Outdoor Channel, and you wouldn't be able to own a gun unless you went down to the government-controlled shooting range and signed off for the 3 bullets they allowed you every month. So people just didn't realize that I've been fighting this culture war and just trouncing, sucker-punching the empty skulls of the animal rights people and the anti-gun punks out there, like you saw me do on Pierce Morgan. I've been doing that since the 1960s. Because I was thrust into that culture war way back then. So I really appreciate the fact that the industry has now really embraced what I stand for, how I stand for it. And again, the award we win on Outdoor Channel, the Golden Moose Award, is the People's Choice, the number one hunting show. We've been getting this award over and over again for about 20 years now. So I think that says it all. But it shows that I connect with people who know that venison is food, it's a renewable resource, and Thanksgiving happens in November because we're thanking God for his bountiful pantry during God's season of harvest. Hello!
That is exactly right. And actually, I'm going to encourage everyone right now to go check out the latest American Hunter magazine. It's the official journal of the NRA. And Ted, Wayne LaPierre has a great article. It's the cover feature. It's titled "The Only Truth Obama Fears." I don't know if you've read it yet.
Cable, I got to tell you, anybody that's listening to Lone Star Outdoor Radio, or if anybody listening to us right now knows anyone who's not a member of the National Rifle Association, that's the apathy that is translated into bending over and letting the Sheila Jackson Lees and the Barack Obamas and the gun-running Attorney General Eric Holder and the horrible anti-American Hillary Clinton to refuse to provide security after being begged to do so by Americans in the most dangerous places of the world. That's the kind of apathy people who are not a member of the National Rifle Association make Hillary Clinton, Eric Gunrunning Holder, and Sheila Jackson Lee very, very happy. And if you make the enemy happy, I think that would make you part of the enemy.
Well, I agree with you 100%, Ted. There's strength in numbers. The NRA is our biggest voice. The more members, the better off we're all going to be. We do need to take a quick break, though. That segment proudly brought to you by STI Guns, Texas made and Texas proud. Based out of Georgetown, Ted actually shoots the STI 10mm, and I've got a 9 and a 45. So do yourself a favor. Next time you're looking for a handgun, visit STIGuns.com and go Texan, go STI. Coming up next, we continue our visit with Ted Nugent. We'll get into some antler restriction talk. We've all got our own thoughts. We'll find out which side of the fence Ted falls on. You're listening to Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Did you know there's a bank that will pay you to be its customer? That's right. Lone Star Ag Credit is a cooperative, and since it's owned by its stockholders, pays millions in dividends each year. That's free money to every borrower. Lone Star Ag Credit serves people all over Northeast Texas, assuring you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, livestock and farm and ranch loans. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or on the web at LoneStarAgCredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Hey friends, Cable Smith here for DFW Safes. We all know that our guns are a big part of our lives, from grandfather's old 12-gauge to that trusty tack driver of a deer rifle. And DFW Safes is North Texas' premier safe dealer, specializing in Rhino, Bighorn, Huntsman, Heritage, and Fortress safes, to name a few. They're family-owned and operated and have over 24 years' experience in the safe and installation business. They even have commercial safes for your business and scratch and dent safes for the most frugal of gun owners. Visit DFWSafes.com to set up your delivery today. That's DFWSafes.com or call 817-715-1068. At LSC Trailer Sales, we offer a full line of utility trailers, from small single axle trailers to heavy equipment trailers, ATV trailers, car haulers, landscape trailers, cargo trailers, truck beds, and more. We can special order a custom trailer specific to your needs and have the ability to customize standard models in-house. LSC Trailer Sales is here to assist you with any questions you might have about trailers. Call 940-484-5500 or visit us at lsctrailersales.com. Finally, quality trailers at affordable prices in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas specializes in exotics such as axis deer and black buck. Coons Canyon offers quality animals at a price the working man can afford. Right now, save 10% on any package of multiple animals. Military personnel, police, and firefighters also get 10% off. Lodging is available upon request, as are other exotic species. Visit CoonsCanyonRanch.com for your next exotic trophy hunt. That's CoonsCanyonRanch.com.
Hey, North Texas sports fans, this is Brian Spagnola, general manager of Texas Motor Cars in Addison. My family's been in the car business for over 50 years, and I want to show you the difference in buying from a family-owned and operated business. TexasMotorCars.com is an awesome website that lets you do virtually all of your shopping online. We have a professional photographer that takes amazing photos, and we give you all the information that you'll need up front. You can even find out how much we will give you for your trade-in before you ever come in. I take pride in the fact you can come in, choose a car, and be out in less than an hour. We have financing rates starting at 1.79% on pre-owned vehicles and can help almost anybody. Please do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle of any kind, give us a shot. Let me show you how easy buying a vehicle should be. Visit TexasMotorCars.com or come visit our 20,000 square foot indoor showroom in Addison. Again, visit TexasMotorCars.com or call us at 1-888-9-TX-MOTORS.
Was I alone or in a hunter's dream? 'Cause the moment of truth was here and now. I felt his touch, I felt his guiding hand. The buck was mine forevermore, because of Fred Bear.
All right, Fred Bear, one of Uncle Ted's best pieces of work, bringing us back on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Hoff Power Polaris and Lone Star Beer. I'm Cable Smith. We've still got Uncle Ted Nugent on the line, but before we pick it back up with the Backstrap Assassin, this segment proudly brought to you by Sendero Seed Company, Texas premier seed company. They've got anything and everything you need to keep your whitetail herd happy and healthy, so check them out at senderoseed.com. They've even got the Dr. Deer-backed Buck Forage Oats. So give them a call at 1-877-610-SEED today. Sendero Seed Company, for all your planting needs. Well, without further ado, let's jump back into things here with Ted Nugent, who was nice enough to stick around through the break. And Ted, you know, the last couple of falls have seen low fence big buck after giant buck being killed in East Texas, a region, and, you know, there's exceptions to the rule, but a region traditionally associated with an if it's brown, it's down mentality. So do you think hunters are taking more of an interest in whitetail management and harvesting only older mature bucks, or do you feel that antler restrictions are actually working?
What a great point. Yes, I think for the last, certainly in my lifetime, I've been hunting for over 50 years. Geez, I've been hunting for over 60 years. Are you kidding me? No wonder I'm so happy. So I was on my dad's back in October 1949 in deer camp, and I've never missed a deer camp since. But the point you're bringing up is what I have learned over the years. Yes, brown, it's down, because if I had a tag, and in most states you have one deer tag, and you want to kill a deer. Mm-hmm. You want, whether it's a doe or a big buck or a small buck, a year and a half old buck, a spike or a monster, or even a button buck. In fact, I got to tell you, Cable, on my cabin wall in northern Michigan is my first deer kill, shot with my dad's 364 Model 70 Winchester 308 using a Remington Core-Lock 175 grain ammo. And it's a button buck. It was the first deer I killed in 1969. On opening day, November 15th, and that little fawn, it was my first kill. So I, over the years, have discovered very slowly, like a lot of my fellow deer hunters, that we should probably learn to age deer on the hoof a little bit better, and a lot of us are getting better at it. And it's not about antlers, it's about body conformation and maturity. And yes, the quality deer management choice, it should never be a bureaucrat's dictum. It should be an individual choice about the size and gender of the backstraps that he or she might want to kill. But yes, we are getting more disciplined. We are becoming more dedicated and knowledgeable, and it's translating into more older deer out there. And I think that's a great benefit to the health of the herd overall. And if you really want to do something beneficial for the environment and for the wildlife in general, specifically the deer, then you should probably fill some doe tags for the venison and let those year and a half, two and a half, even 3.5-year-old bucks walk. And if you do so, you're going to be rewarded with that mighty, you know, mystical stag with lots of bone on his head, which doesn't determine trophy quality, but it's an individual choice that I think enhances the overall hunting experience if you choose to do so. Mm-hmm. Your other point is very important. I think government demanded antler restrictions are a big mistake, and especially shockingly here in Texas, 13 inches? You can't shoot a buck till it has 13 inches of spread? What if it's a 6-year-old deer with 10 inches of spread, which a lot of those East Texas and a lot of deer all over the country, you get that antler conformation where it doesn't have much spread, but it might be an old, old buck that should be killed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really surprised that the state of Texas that pioneered quality deer management and age management upgrade, I'm shocked that they would have a restriction based on nothing to do with age. So I would like to alert and ask my fellow sporters out there across Texas, we need to communicate more effectively and efficiently and constantly with the Texas Parks and Wildlife, because I know there's a bunch of great dedicated biologically driven masters at Texas Parks and Wildlife. But we need to get rid of these mandatory antler restrictions because it's actually counterintuitive to healthy deer herds. And not only that, what if a young kid has a crack at his first deer that isn't sure if it's 13 inches wide or not? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or in some states, you have to have 4 points on a side. Well, what does that have to do with age or desirability? So I think we've got to keep it choice. But the sporting camps, the hunting camps, the deer hunting gangs out there, we should be communicating with our fellow deer hunters to say, well, wait a minute. Look at that neck. Look at that brisket. Look at that belly. Look at that back line. Look at the overall body conformation of that buck. If you don't think it's 3 or 4 years old, and if you don't really need to kill it, and you don't need the venison, let that deer walk. And again, I'm emphasizing choice. It should always be choice.
Well, Ted, moving along here, for the first time in over almost 30 years now, we saw an increase in the number of hunters in the field in 2012-2013. And a lot of that has to do with this new breed of hippie hunters or hipsters who are taking the field because they want to eat organic, free-ranging meat.
Well, hallelujah. Yeah, I think one of the reasons Cable, Shebade and I win the Viewer's Choice Hunting Show of the Year on Outdoor Channel is because they see the education that I spew, that I articulate, and I celebrate whenever I recover one of these sacred beasts. I always talk about the sacred flesh. You should see my Facebook and see the testimonials from even, like you said, Cable, even hippies. I mean, mm-hmm. hippies that are inclined to be anti-hunting Bambi goofballs, they have now come to realize, because they watch my show because they love the music, and they hear what I have to say about this renewable, pure, organic, ultra-nutritious, delicious protein on the hoof. And they cock their heads to the side, and because more and more people are waking up to the importance and the responsibility of a quality diet, eating good, real food, there's nothing better, more real, more renewable, more organic, more pure, and more beneficial to the environment than wild game meat. So yes, there's a huge waking up that's taking place. But again, I would encourage people to go to my Facebook, Ted Nugent Facebook, or Facebook Ted Nugent, I don't know how it works. I just push a button on my computer and it can
right.
pile it up. But I have almost 9 million, Cable. Are you kidding me? Almost 9 million people that get my Facebook statements, which I do at least once every day. I just got on about the State of the Union embarrassment.
Oh, God.
And about our Spirit of the Wild shows coming up and our Ted Nugent Camp for Kids charities and all kinds of important issues. But if you go to my Ted Nugent Facebook, you'll see that there are millions of people that come to mytednugent.com and go to deerandeerhunting.com and read my weekly blogs and are waking up. And a lot of them, Cable, they go to my website and my Facebook to hate me more until they pay attention to what is being said and they realize that we must hunt. It is the environmentally wildlife management essential responsibility to take advantage of the annual season of harvest. They're completely turning around 180 degrees. Their families are becoming hunters and gun owners and NRA members, and they're celebrating the ultimate sacred backstrap barbecues. So yes, with a hint of education and truth and logic and common scientific, biological, wildlife sense, people will join us. So I think it's very important. But everybody listening right now, don't just nod your head. Actually reach out to your fellow, you know, people at school and church and the workplace. Talk to your family who may reduce a precious, living, breathing wildlife creature to the level of a cartoon character when they start talking about shooting innocent Bambis because they can't shoot back. I mean, that kind of LSD-inspired insanity can be fixed if we gently but firmly present the truth about renewable wildlife resources, carrying capacity of specific habitat, and the perfection of venison. If we reach out and speak about it more, then we can recruit almost everybody except the Michael Moore personal hygiene scrambling fan club.
Well, something else to mention here, Ted. We got a big victory in the hunting community last week, especially concerning landowner rights, when the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service took the restrictions off of the Dama gazelle, the scimitar horned oryx, and the attix, affectionately known as the Three Amigos. These three species are critically endangered in their native Africa, but thanks to efforts from Texas exotic ranchers, they're thriving and big herds are alive and well here in the Lone Star State. And today we celebrate because the anti-hunters are no longer dictating how and when we can harvest them.
I was gentlemanly but firmly scolded the U.S. Fish and Wildlife bureaucrats for their dishonesty, their abandonment of the science and biology that they have taken a vow and are paid to uphold and enforce. But a huge salute goes to the National Rifle Association, Safari Club International, the Exotic Wildlife Association, certainly big game forever. And I think, I hope all the wildlife conservation organizations, I don't expect it from Ducks Unlimited, because somehow they've abandoned the number one responsibility of we the people, and that is to become and remain and intensify our political activism on behalf of waterfowl and on behalf of wildlife and wildlife habitat management. But organizations like Delta Waterfowl, and I'm hoping the turkeys and the deer and the grouse and the quail, I'm hoping those organizations were part of the incredible success of turning around the bureaucrats at U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Many of them are very dedicated and very sincere and very professional, but unfortunately, the animal rights freaks have weaseled their way into many of the bureaucracies in this country, particularly U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and there's so many instances. We have to do more communication here on the Lone Star Outdoor Radio Show cable, because the thousands and thousands of instances where the U.S. Fish and Wildlife and the EPA and the Endangered Species Act and the Bureau of Land Management, the U.S. Forest Service, and again, some of those bureaucrats are good, honest people, but they're also spineless because they see the abuse of power, they see the fraud and the corruption that takes place in those bureaucracies, and they don't stand up and blow the whistle. So I would encourage my fellow sporters to, number one, be a member of the National Rifle Association and Safari Club International and the Texas Trophy Hunters Association, and make sure you communicate with your elected officials. And don't let happen to the Texas Parks and Wildlife what happened to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife when they went with the statement by a lady, what species she might be, and her last name was Farrell, on 60 Minutes, said that she didn't care if oryx went extinct because she doesn't like hunting. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service went with the premise of an animal rights freak and implemented a new restriction that actually caused an incredible die-off of oryx and attix and gazelle, because landowners were not going to put up with bureaucrats interfering with the proven success management policies of bringing these animals back from the brink of extinction. They're not endangered. They have not been endangered in Texas. We putting value on them and identifying acres and acres of ground in Texas to support these three species. These idiots at U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service actually implemented the system by which they went extinct. This is Planet of the Apes stuff. And great men like Ted Cruz and Governor Perry and Steve Stockman and Louis Gohmert and so many great men and women in the state of Texas and Sid Miller, they're the ones who deserve the credit for getting the rights of we the people in Texas back, and we now manage properly the oryx, the attix, and the gazelle. So it is a time to rejoice, but it's also time to reflect and ask, how did we bend over and let these power-abusing, corrupt bureaucrats ever do that to us in Texas? We got to be ever vigilant.
Very well said, my friend. Ted, real quick, I do want to let folks know that you will be out at the Great American Outdoors Show taking place in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, February 1st through the 9th. So any of our northern brothers and sisters who are tuning in online or listening to the podcast on iTunes should definitely stop by and say hello.
I'm a lucky man. I get to rock my brains out every day with the coolest band in the world, playing the coolest songs in the world, and celebrate the perfection of hunting and fishing and trapping on Spirit of the Wild. And if you've ever seen Chimane Nugent, the Queen of the Forest, we'd celebrate because she is a killer with a bow and arrow and an Excalibur crossbow. When she picks up her Matthews jewel, you better sharpen your knife. But I think that's why we're invited to all these events. But the Harrisburg show, they expect a million people. And once again, what a great salute deserving by the National Rifle Association for taking control of the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania show, because the Canadian owners of the show last year forbid anyone to display black rifles because some numbnut thought that maybe you and I had something to do with the Sandy Hook massacre. So, yes, we're going to be at Harrisburg. We like to go to these shows. I'm going to be coming up in April for the wonderful military charity OperationFinallyHome.org. Everybody write that down, OperationFinallyHome.org. I'm going to join the heroes of the U.S. military and generous Texans down in League City, Texas, sometime in April, and we're going to raise money to continue building cost-free homes for the heroes of the military, custom homes at no expense to the heroes of the military and their family, OperationFinallyHome.org. And it's always about raising money for the heroes of the military and children's charities. And the hunters of America always dig the deepest and give the most. So you make me proud to be a blood brother.
Well, Ted, I'm just glad we have somebody so passionate fighting for us on the front lines, man. We appreciate all you do. Thank you so much for your time today. Everybody check out Spirit of the Wild TV airing on Outdoor Channel. Primetime airing is Tuesday nights, 7:30 Central. Set those DVRs. Ted, thanks again, man, and Godspeed.
Cable, God bless you, man. Congratulations with Lone Star Outdoor Radio. Thank you for having me on. I know I speak for the real blood brothers out there that really cherish and celebrate the perfection of our hunting lifestyle. God bless America and God bless Texas. You know, the whole world sucks. America still sucks a little bit less, but Texas don't suck at all most of the time.
Right on. Thanks again, Ted. Take care, man.
Godspeed, Cable. God bless the Spirit of the Wild. Remember, freedom ain't free. OperationFinallyHome.org.
So long, brother.
Thanks, man.
All right, there he goes. The Motor City Badman. The great Ted Nugent. Never a dull moment when he joins the show. That segment, by the way, proudly brought to you by Rudy's True Texas Style Barbecue, where you can stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And be sure to check out the newest Rudy's in front of the Cabela's in Allen, Texas. Rudy's True Texas Style Barbecue. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear one of the craziest fishing tales that you'll ever hear. I guarantee you that. When U.S. Army Master Sergeant John Riley joins the show. He's got a striper tail for the ages. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Guns and religion, religion and guns. I claim to them both. Apologize.
I use my pickup a lot for work and play, so I needed something that would protect my truck bed through the world of abuse I put it through. A buddy of mine suggested Toff sprayed-on bed liners. He swore by them, said they were better than the other guys, and they'd make my truck look good. Toff, huh? He said, yep, spelled T-O-F-F. So I went to the website, toffliners.com. They can spray any truck, and they've got 4 locations in DFW. I'm glad my buddy turned me on to Toff. It's strong, it's durable, it's Toff. Ask for Toff sprayed-on bed liners.
Ben Lofton Fencing is Texas' premier fencing company. They apply a design it right, build it right the first time mindset to all projects. And with 15 plus years experience, there's no job they won't tackle. Ben Lofton Fencing specializes in deer and exotic game fences, breeder and handling facilities, water gaps, as well as farm and ranch fences and corrals and working pens. Better Business Bureau certified, they offer the quality and personal service you expect. So for your next fencing project, go Texan and call Mr. Lofton himself at 254-709-1320 or visit benloftonfencing.com. Do you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution, the System Hog Trap, Comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or visit www.goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com.
The new Bobcat utility vehicle is here at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth, and it's hungry. Get ready to work like an animal and love it. Powerful, ultra-comfortable, and sure-footed, this lineup of vehicles delivers legendary Bobcat performance, so you can sink your teeth into a wide range of jobs. With twice the horsepower, 1,850 pounds of payload capacity, and four-wheel independent suspension, you will love it. Stop in at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth to see for yourself.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt.
Little Johnny Cash for you on a Texas weekend. I'm Cable Smith, welcoming everybody back to Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris and Lone Star Beer. This segment of the show is actually brought to you by Lone Star Beer, the national beer of Texas. And there's no better way to celebrate a successful day on the water or in the woods than with an ice-cold Lone Star Beer. Lone Star Beer, the national beer of Texas. Well, let's go ahead and bring on our next guest. I understand he's on the line. He's got one heck of a fishing tale to tell. So it's my pleasure to welcome U.S. Army Master Sergeant John Riley to the show.
Hey, I appreciate it. It's a pleasure being here.
John, first and foremost, thank you for your service, man. 22 years you've served your country now of four rotations in Iraq. And you're actually joining us live from Fort Hood, Texas this morning, so we certainly appreciate all you've given to this great country.
It's not a problem. It's my pleasure.
Well, John, I actually became aware of this behemoth fish that you caught while on Facebook the other day. Texas Parks and Wildlife had it posted on their page, and you caught this striper out on Lake Austin, and I believe that you were actually largemouth fishing.
Yeah, we were fishing largemouth, pitching some jigs in some deeper boat docks, and I was actually taking a buddy down there. He rotated out to Korea for 9 months, and he's just getting into fishing. So you know, I was trying to give him his last shot at a really good fish, which we don't get those in the Belt and Steelhouse area, you know. So Lake Austin is the place to be for that, and so I thought I'd take him down and see if we couldn't put him on a real nice fish before he gets up and out of the country for a couple months.
Awesome. Yeah, great to get your buddy out there and get a newbie interested in the sport. And, man, Lake Austin has been turning out sharelunkers the last couple of years at a Lake Fork clip. Don't have any this year, but there's a lot of big fish.
That's exactly what we were going there for, was a sharelunker, for sure.
Well, recent history tells us there are plenty of sharelunkers in Lake Austin. John, at what depth were you guys fishing the other day?
We were flipping in some boat docks at about 12 to 15 feet, mm-hmm. but the fish were a little off the docks, probably in about 16 feet of water. You know, we were flipping on docks, and I saw a bunch of boiling over, you know, about 20 yards from the boat, centered towards the lake. We never really saw the fish. It was really boiling up underneath. And I hollered at my buddy, "Hey, and grab a rattle trap or something and sling it over there." And I chunked my rod down that had a jig on it, and I picked up one with a nice swim bait on it, and I gave it a hunk over there and brought the bait into the swirl. I still never saw the fish. It was just a big ruckus on the surface, and man, it. Something latched on, and the pole bent over, and it just started singing.
And so did you realize at that point that this was no largemouth?
Well, no. Actually, I was hoping it was a sharelunker. At that time, I didn't. Earlier, a little bit earlier, I had seen a probably maybe a little 20-inch striper or so flash by in front of the trolling motor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, wow, there's something there. But we had seen a little bit after that a really nice largemouth come up on a true bait ball, kind of like what you'd see on Discovery Channel. It was just a little rolling ball of bait. And, I mean, a really nice largemouth came up and just, man, that whole ball disappeared. and so not seeing the fish, I wasn't factoring striper into my head. I was still totally focused on hoping for a share lunker at that point, you know.
Okay. How long did it take you to get this fish in the boat? And, you know, what went through your head when you realized that you'd caught, how long was it, over 43 inches long?
Yeah, 44.
44 inches 44. And 44 pounds, too.
Yeah, 44.02 is what I got it on my scale and my little digital scale I had on the boat. Well, as far as bringing it in, you know, I mean, when it immediately took off, I kind of lost a little bit of perception of time there, but the only thing I knew to do, because I had probably running 15-pound test on that rod.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I knew I was in trouble. So I kicked the trolling motor into high, and man, I just started going wherever the fish would go, almost to the other side of Lake Austin in the stretch we were at. So it pulled it, you know, we went a good 50 yards from where we actually hooked the fish up at. And like I said, I didn't know till almost the end, because, I mean, I followed it and followed it and followed it, and then I got to where it would be just under the boat. And the water was a little stained, so I bet there probably wasn't maybe 4 or 5 feet of visibility in Lake Austin, which is, man, I've never seen it like that. Usually, man, you can see the bottom at 12 feet. But,
uh-huh.
So it was really right at the boat before we knew what we had. You know, I was still, you know, factoring in share lunker. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, my God. And then this thing came up.
Uh-huh. Wow.
The big old silver side just flashed on when it came up. And, man, at that point, I didn't know what we were going to do, because I knew there's no way my net was going to pick that fish up. I wasn't sure what we were going to do to get it in the boat. At that point, I probably thought we weren't going to do anything other than get a picture of it beside the boat.
Wow. So wrestling this 44-pound fish on 15-pound test, how did you finally get it in the boat?
Well, I wasn't paying any attention to the ruckus going on in the back. But my buddy was sitting there, because I had fishing poles over the box where my net was, and he was rifling through all that, and he had pulled my net out, and then he's not real great on the water yet, so he was swiping at the fish, and I was yelling at him to get away, just stick the net in the water, I'll take the fish to the net. We ended up getting about half the fish in the net, and then he started trying to pick it up. The net broke. It's one of those where the rod collapses inside of the net for storing purposes. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's a great net for largemouth, but boy, it buckled right at the frame as soon as he tried to lift the fish. So I grabbed the tail and just kind of tried to hold it a little more in the net. And then with my other hand, I'd already thrown my pole on the deck now, and grabbed the rest of the frame of the net. And we just, both of us just kind of drug it up over the side of the boat. So my net was in two pieces. I had to go buy a new net today.
Wow. Okay. So, but you at this point, you had no idea that this was a lake record fish.
No. In my mind, that never factored in. I'm the dude that's going to go down and even compete for anything like that. I'm being from Texas. I knew there were some big striper lakes, and I knew stripers got big, and so I just didn't. I was thinking stripers were much bigger than that. I've never looked at striper records or anything.
Well, you're a largemouth fisherman.
Yeah. I just thought, man, them damn strippers do really get big, man. That's a big one, you know. And you know, once we got it up, I was, you know, let's just get a good picture of it and try to get it back in the water as soon as possible, because, you know, I mean, what else would I do with it? Tie it to the side of the boat like a shark or something? I didn't really know what else.
And you had a full day of bass fishing left.
Yeah. You know, it was probably about 9:15, and it's like, you know, Austin's a little bit of a trip for us, and it's kind of a special occasion when we get to go down to that lake. And so, yeah, and we still had a full day of fishing, chair lunker chasing.
That's right. Well, so your buddy, though, he just had to look it up. So he looks it up on his cell phone and tells you, and he says, what, you're going to be pretty ticked about this or what?
Yeah, we were fishing. It was about 30 minutes later, and I guess it got to him a little quicker than it got to me. So he had to sit down, and he looked it up, and he's just like, man, you are going to be upset. And I was up in the front fishing, and I said, what are you talking about? And I looked back, and he had his phone in his hand, and he had a big old grin on his face. And he's like, man, the Lake Austin striper record is 43.55 in 1986. And I went, oh, my God. And he goes, what's worse than that? It's number 8 on the Texas list. And I was like, oh, man. And I thought to myself, you know what, though? Man, it was an old fish. I'm there to catch fish. I'm looking for bass. And, man, that she treated me to an awesome, awesome experience. So at the end of the day, man, I feel much better that she slipped out, cruised on off nice and easy. So I know she's a good, healthy fish. Maybe one day, if anything, boy, she's going to put some good genetics back in there.
That's right. That's right. And
that's your hope.
Texas Parks and Wildlife doesn't even stock striper in Lake Austin. They make their way down there from Lake Travis.
Yeah, yeah. A good buddy of mine was at. I've been talking with fish stories with several friends in the last couple of days, and he was explaining to me that very, very, very few lakes in the United States even produce fry that'll make it. Mm-hmm. That those were definitely slip bys from Travis.
Oh yeah, that is 100% correct. There are only 4 landlocked lakes in the U.S. where striper will reproduce naturally. Lake Texoma being one of them. Now, John, I imagine that you are going to get a nice replica made of this fish.
Yeah, I'm hoping to. I'm certainly hoping to. On Austin Fishing Forum, a couple guys have dropped me some notes on who does really good strippers. So, yeah, at the end of the day, she'll still be on the wall. But
very cool.
I didn't have to kill her to do it.
Well, it says a lot about you as an angler and a conservationist, man, just to make the decision to release the fish. No questions asked. So we appreciate that. And also, of course, we appreciate your 22 years of service and counting. So thanks again.
Hey, anytime, sir. I appreciate y'all.
And, John, you're actually joining us from Lake Belton today where you're fishing in the ABA Bass Tournament. And we wish you the best of luck in that.
Hopefully it's as generous as Lake Austin was.
No doubt, brother. Hey, John, thanks again. Take care.
All right. You too, sir.
All right, there he goes, U.S. Army Master Sergeant John Riley. What an incredible story, catching a lake record caliber fish while actually targeting largemouth bass and ending up with that 44-pound striper. Pretty cool deal there. Thanks to John for his time today, as well as our other guests, of course, Ted Nugent and Don Gresham. We appreciate their contributions to the broadcast. We'll do it again same time, same place next week as we are out of time for today. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors. And dig it by. Dig it by. We all get by. By the grace of God, we all get by.